The clock's been winding forward again. But not much. Earlier in our story, we wound on the clock a few hundred years each time. But that's not necessary here. There's been no big jump in time because changes were happening more frequently, and composers from the classical period had a lot of influence on composers from the next part of our story, which is known as the Romantic period. This covers the music that was being written up to around 1900, although where it starts is often open to argument. Some composers moved on rapidly in the style of music that they were writing, while others continued to write music in the classical style and developed far more slowly. You could think of it as being like seeds in the ground, where some grow into plants faster than others. The classical period has been a lot shorter than the other periods in our story so far, only lasting for 80 years, from 1750 to 1830. But it was a period of huge change, and not just in music either. It was a time of scientific invention, too. Steam was harnessed for the first time as a way of powering big machines and factories. James Hargreaves came up with the spinning jenny, a machine which made spinning cotton faster and easier. These were ways in which Britain propelled itself into the Industrial Revolution, with the number of factories growing fast. This was good news because it meant cheaper clothes and more jobs for everyone. But it was bad news, too, because many people, including young children, worked long hours under terrible conditions in dangerous factories. Benjamin Franklin invented the lightning rod, which stopped buildings from catching fire when they were struck by lightning. As well as all that, two French brothers, Joseph and Jacques Montgolfier, invented the first hot air balloon in 1783. For the first time in the history of man, people could travel in the air. They could begin to fly.